Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
This is this week's American Family Farmer program. I'm Doug Steffen. Here to start the program off, we take a few minutes to go through some of the news that is important. I reflect on things that are going on in terms of the world of small farming, small farms. This is not about small-mindedness. It's just about trying to keep an American tradition alive. That's why I do this program. And you can catch it every week. If you don't hear it, any of the same stations that carry the Good Day program during the week carry this on the weekend, along with our Good Day Health show and the Talk Radio Countdown show. So you can get the American Family Farmer at AmericanFamilyFarmerShow.com. We have the full shows there. We also have the downloads, which is essentially a podcast bringing the information in sort of it's edited. So we get to the heart of a lot of the conversation. We invite you to take time, if you're into the world of agriculture like I am, land utilization, the shift in demography, that sort of thing, what affects farming. And my first story this week in terms of what affects farming is an examination of how the collapse of the Key Bridge, how that affects agriculture, small, big, but mostly I'm concerned, as you know, about the effects of something like this on smaller farming. We have the loss of the construction workers for sure to deal with, and perhaps what may seem like a lifetime of impacts to families who not only dependent on the jobs that are in the port there, the busiest port in the United States, 37 million tons of import and export products, mostly foodstuffs, goes through the port of Baltimore. It's the 17th biggest port in the world, and in terms of volume, it generates almost $4 billion in personal income. There are like 16,000 jobs there. And then we think about the farmers and the growing of products that gets funneled into Baltimore, and it really, you know, it's very substantial. So the wreckage of the bridge, which prevents shipments of a lot of this stuff, they can move it up to Newark or move it, down to Charlotte or someplace down further down south, not Charlotte, but on the coast of the Carolinas. But there's not the kind of, they don't have the infrastructure there to handle the huge amount of stuff that goes in and out of Baltimore. So I'm looking at data from the agricultural trade systems, the quantity and value of agricultural trade from the heartlands to Baltimore. And now that that's been isolated, where is it going to go? A lot of people are wondering that. And a lot of farmers, they sell, their products to jobbers, and so they're not directly connected to how it's shipped. But if the ability to send this stuff out of the country is hampered, which it is, it's going to affect the prices that are paid and how much is being bought. So an update at least is how the situation in Baltimore affects those of us who are family farmers. All right, next thing that's in the news, the governor of Idaho, signed a bill, and I'm looking at this. What attracted me to this story was the focus. Kim Reynolds has signed a law on foreign farmland ownership regulations in Iowa. The reporting requirements are harsh. The penalties for not telling the truth are harsh, especially as it relates to foreign farmland ownership. So this is the reason I pick it up and then bring it to your attention. Is this the kind of stuff that every state in the union, in my mind, should be doing, and farmers should be pushing the people in their legislature to make sure that this is a measure that gets passed if it hasn't already been passed? The governor called for Iowa to play an important role in protecting America's food chain. And I think that this is, when it comes to agriculture, what goes on in Iowa is something that the people in agriculture listen to all across the country. She said, quote, "With this bill, our message is unmistakable. American soil belongs in American hands." Here, here, here. Congratulations to you for putting it that simply and straightforward. So, the law itself grants the state attorney general, who's currently a Republican, a lot of power on oversight related to foreign land ownership. She can, or he, well, this person, whoever is attorney general at the time, can subpoena foreign landowners for their financial records, land purchase agreements, investigating potential violations of the foreign farmland owner restrictions. I just say no. They're looking at one example, foreign farmland purchase of 320 acres, and apparently that's the window. The allocation was you could not buy more than 320 acres, which is a square mile, if you didn't know that. The land in Iowa is divided off into square miles, and 320 acres is in a square mile. So anyway, I think this is important. I think I made my point here in terms of what they're requiring. An annual report on foreign farmland ownership has to be delivered to the legislature. I don't understand. This is tight, but not as tight as I think it ought to be. It should be very tight. There should be no foreign ownership of land, period, end of story. Just none, zero. All right, so that takes care of that. Let's now see if we can help you lose some weight with Calitrin. This program brought to you each week in part by the folks who make Calitrin, a way to lose weight and keep it off. Very simple, straightforward product. And because they've been in business for 27 years, I've been talking about them for 7 years, I think going on 8 years, on my various programs. It's everybody's favorite way. Once you experience this, you got to experience, you got to try it somehow. And what better time than the present to try it? Trying it is liking it, because they have such a high success rate. Get started with the program. Go to toploss.com. Order the product. Use the discount code Doug. You won't have to pay for shipping, and you'll be sure to get these fabulous buy one, get one free deal. The deal of a lifetime. It's your life we're talking about. Lose the weight. Keep yourself healthy. Check it out. How do you get started? You go to toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas 2 nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG, and 2 nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. There are a lot of other benefits that go with it because of the ingredients. Just go through the ingredients with us.
So the number one ingredient is collagen protein. We've got several different types of collagen protein in our Calitrin, but it works to rebuild lean muscle tissue and rev up your metabolism. And that's how it works over time. It's also good for the joint pain. And when you're taking it at bedtime, like we do recommend, it also also helps break down into glycine, which helps you sleep more soundly also. Now, we've also added the patented ingredient called prohydrolase, which is digestive enzymes that help your body break down that collagen protein to where you can utilize it to the maximum potential.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Discounts on every single month of Caltrans, so the more you need, the more you're going to save.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Back on the American Family Farmer, I'm Doug Steffen. The progression of things in the dairy industry. Milk production has been flat for most of this year, and actually most of last year. That means we're not making more milk, and the demand has grown, so the prices are going up, and in a way that's good. But what's the reason for this? There's a concern in the milk supply chain because the decline in dairy replacement heifers. That's my business on my farm. If you go to my website, Eastley, E-A-S-T-L-E-I-G-H, EastleyFarm.com, you'd see the way that I do. There's some video there and some stills and information about the farm. I raise usually 80 or 90 heifers. Most of them are Jerseys. Sometimes there are a few Holsteins in there, but mostly Jerseys as replacement animals for dairy. And so I'm only a drop in the bucket. What is needed this year, according to this is CoBank doing a survey of dairy replacement numbers, and they say that we're going to need 710,000 head. Wow, that's a lot of cows. But the reason that this is going on is because the beef prices are so high that animals are being raised. As a matter of fact, if you look at the number of the vials of the breeds, if you will, that are being used to breed dairy cows, they've been a lot of beef. The whether you artificial or whether you got a bull and runs with a herd, I try to clean. I don't use artificial much anymore. I just have a bull that runs with my heifers, and because they're only around for the first calf, and so it's easy. But people are doing. I always have a Jersey bull, but the thing that's become sort of difficult is keeping up with the semen needs of these cows, because they're looking for a beef to breed into the dairy cows, because that's where the money is. There's a full stream. I know a very close friend who runs the Farmers Live Animal Market here in Massachusetts, and the prices for beef, and that's one of the reasons the milk thing is because they're killing cows as well as, young stock, beef young stock, to satisfy the demand for beef and to take advantage of the pricing. So that's affecting the dairy business for sure in a big way. All right, in terms of dairy, Maryland Department of Agriculture this week issuing order restricting movement of dairy cattle into Maryland from states that have outbreaks of the avian influenza bird flu. My calves are free range, and so they're out in the fields where this stuff, poop could be dropped. I think that's how it spreads more than anything else. Poop from the from any kind of bird, geese oftentimes, and some of the others. But anyway, the point is that if you are in a state where they've had this problem, you can't buy cows. You can't sell your cows outside of the state. And there's been a lot of, even though I think, you look around many states, there's no detection at all of this stuff. But still, I think they say they're acting with caution, and maybe that's true. If milk from cows showing symptoms of illness, or if the cows are exposed to animals infected with the flu, then, they say you have to kill them. That's not what they're doing. But they are, in fact, quite concerned about the transportation across state lines. So look for that to influence the prices that you get for milk and beef as we move further into the spring. That's the news. I'm Doug Steffen. This is the American Family Farmer.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. teamg'day.com. teamg'day.com.
Every day we take steps to keep the people we love safe, but some health risks are easy to miss. Ticks hiding in the yard can spread germs that can cause Lyme disease and Rocky Mountain spotted fever. Mice searching for sources of food can spread bacteria and disease. Mosquitoes breed in standing water and can transmit illnesses like West Nile virus and Zika virus. Cockroaches are drawn to water in the home and can leave behind allergens that trigger asthma attacks. Stinging insects attack in defense of their nests and send more than 500,000 people to the emergency room every year. Household pests are a threat to our health. Learn what you can do to protect your family at pestworld.org.
Do you know someone with a drug or alcohol problem? Get help now. Insurance may cover everything. Stop the drug and alcohol nightmare. Call 800-284-0523. Learn how through the Family Medical Leave Act, you can leave your job without losing your job. Locations everywhere. Get immediate help for drug and alcohol problems. Call now. 800-284-0523. 800-284-0523.
The American Family Farmer, continuing now. I'm Doug Steffen, introducing you to the owner of Southern Bell Farm. His name is Jake Carter, and he's here joining us from McDonough, Georgia. So where in the state, let's start with that, Jack, where in the state of Georgia is Southern Bell Farm located? Where is that town?
Yeah, we're located right about 30 miles south of Atlanta, right in between Atlanta and Macon. Right off I-75.
Right. So that's a great place to have a market, both north and south of you, and probably in your immediate area. You got a great market base there, right?
Absolutely. There's a lot of our customer base comes straight out of Atlanta, for sure.
Yeah. Yeah. All right, let's talk about what you do there. Maybe you knew this program, the American Family Farmer, is aimed at folks who are running small family farm businesses. You have 330 acres. I think that's a good size for, I have 140 acres on my farm here in Massachusetts, but I'm not, this is not a land plentiful area. And where you are, I guess there's probably a lot of open land, great for all kinds of activities, all kinds of agricultural activity. So this farm has been in existence for how long? Looks like you've got generation on top of generation on top of generation here.
Absolutely. My great-grandfather started the farm. He was a sharecropper, saved up enough money raising cotton, and saved up enough money to purchase part of the farm in 1938. So it's been in our family for several generations now.
And so you came into it, I guess, I always ask people whether you're a farm kid or not when I'm talking to folks. You came by this honestly, in essence.
Absolutely. I grew up wanting to be a farmer, following in my dad and my granddad's footsteps. When I was growing up, it was a dairy. My dad sold the cows in 1986, and the dream of becoming a farmer one day looked like it wasn't going to happen for us because our community began growing. We were at one time the fastest growing county in the nation because of our close proximity to Atlanta,
sure.
Urban sprawl, and so forth. So didn't think at one time that was even going to be an option.
So if I were to ask you, now that I've gotten a little bit of a background, who you are, who's change, Jake Carter? You went from dairy with your father selling the cows in the 80s to what? What are you doing?
So when I graduated from the University of Georgia in 2003, I came back, never left that dream of wanting to become a farmer. But we knew in order to continue our farming heritage, that legacy, that we needed to shift gears. We needed to change. And at that time, we had a lot of people asking us a lot of questions about agriculture. They were coming to us curious because these people were moving in from the city, and we knew we had an opportunity. For years, we kept locks on our gates and didn't want anyone on the farm, but we knew that in order to continue to have the chance to pass this farming heritage down to the next generation, that we needed to take the locks off the gates. And we did that in 2006, basically as an educational opportunity for our neighbors. So we did that basically with a dairy focus. It has evolved from there.
Do you think your dad or you, because you were cow guys? I grew up as a cow guy. I don't grow any produce on my farm. I grow cows. I have basically a Jersey replacement operation here, replacement heifers. And so it's different for me, and I can't imagine not having cows around. But the other side of it is that when it comes to making money today in the dairy business, you have to have a lot of cows. So I want to follow that. I guess I want to follow that train of thought into how big you have to be to be successful in the things which we are going to enumerate in a few moments here, the things you're doing now on Southern Bell Farm. Jake Carter with Doug Steffen at 28 past here on the American Family Farmer.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay heating pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay heating pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay heating pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. After taking Extendivite for about 6 months, I've noticed improvement on the numbness of my hands and wrists from the carpal tunnel syndrome. I will continue to buy product. This formula is very powerful. I am feeling much better. My heart rate and blood pressure is stabilized. My lower edema has reduced, and lower leg pain due to blood clots has disappeared. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. Six alternate jurors have been selected for former President Trump's hush money trial, joining the already established panel of 12 jurors. Opening arguments are set to begin on Monday. The U.S. is blocking the United Nations from approving a Palestinian request for full membership status by using its veto in the Security Council.
The draft resolution has not been adopted owing to the negative vote of a permanent member of the Council.
The U.K. and Switzerland abstained from Thursday's vote while the remaining 12 members voted yes. President Biden is mobilizing union workers to support his bid for re-election. Speaking at a conference of the International Brotherhood of Electrical Workers in Washington, D.C. Friday, the president highlighted how his bipartisan infrastructure legislation is fostering the creation of new unionized positions, proudly dubbing himself the most pro-union president in American history. John Schaefer, USA News.
Attention small business owners. This could be the most important 10-minute call you will ever make. You could recover up to $26,000 per employee today. And all you have to do is make one short 10-minute call to take your business up a notch or bounce back from these difficult couple of years. Omega Accounting Solutions can help you recover any payroll tax overpayments you made during the pandemic. You may even be eligible to receive up to $26,000 per employee. All it takes is a quick, easy, free 10-minute ERC consultation to determine if you qualify. Omega is the small business champion with teams dedicated to maximizing tax credits. They know their stuff so well that CPAs and payroll companies even turn to Omega for ERC tax guidance. Call 800-309-ERC. That's 800-309-ERC. 1-800-309-ERC. Or visit OmegaTaxCredit.com.
Radio? Why should I advertise on radio? There's nothing to look at, no pictures.
Listen, you can do things on radio you couldn't possibly do on TV.
That'll be the day.
All right, watch this. Okay, people, and now when I give you the cue, I want the 700-foot mountain of whipped cream to roll into Lake Michigan, which has been drained and filled with hot chocolate. Then the Royal Canadian Air Force will fly overhead towing a 10-ton maraschino cherry, which will be dropped into the whipped cream for the cheering of 25,000 extras. All right, cue the mountain. Okay, 25,000 cheering next ride.
Now, you want to try that on television?
Well...
You see, radio is a very special medium because it stretches the imagination.
Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Have you heard the warning from the dead doctors don't lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the dead doctors don't lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
When I say 34 past, that usually means past the hour. For those of you who don't get the linguistics here of the radio broadcaster that's been around for a long time, I have my habits, and my habits are to keep you informed of a lot of different things, including the time, just for the heck of it. It more suits the Monday through Friday program that I do, but just kind of as part of the heritage, if you will, and the new heritage, the American Family Farmer, which of all the programs that I produce, I have the Good Day program Monday through Friday, heard around the country on a lot of these same stations, the Good Day Health program, 2 hours of health information for you every weekend, the Talk Radio Countdown Show, and this program, the American Family Farmer, which, as I say, is of all the programs that I have, the fastest growing of the weekend shows for sure. So, with that in mind, I'm introducing you to a gentleman who runs the Southern Bell Farm, which is in McDonough, Georgia, south of Atlanta. Jake Carter is here. So how many people in your family are working on this farm? You have your heritage from your folks and grandparents and great-grandparents, but now when I talk about family farms, it's usually more than just one person in the family that's working on the farm.
So, yeah, I mean, right now, it's me and my mom. My dad just recently passed away, but it's he and I were partners, and so it's myself and my mom. My two sisters actually do live on the farm, but they're not involved in the day-to-day operations, and of course my wife. We couldn't do what we do without the support of a spouse, that's for sure.
Yeah, that is for sure. All right, so what do you do? What is Southern Bell most well known for at this point?
All right, so we are an agritourism farm. Like I said, we shifted gears from cattle and hay and transitioned into agritourism. So basically, we're open seasonally throughout the year. We start our season off with strawberry season, which we're in the middle of right now. We open up April 1st. You pick strawberries. We have about 15 acres that are used for you pick strawberries. We do what would a farm in Georgia be without some sweet Georgia peaches? We have those. Blackberries, blueberries, flowers, you know, all sorts of things for families to come out and enjoy spending time together. Our mission is to help strengthen the family bond. I mean, give an opportunity for families to come out to forget about the day-to-day, forget about the cell phones for a little while, and enjoy spending time together. We have the fall corn maze, pumpkin patch, all sorts of activities on the farm throughout the summer and fall, and then wrap it up with our Christmas season in December. So that's basically the season. And no matter what we're doing, whether it be a bucket of strawberries, a basket of peaches, families watching a pig race on the farm, we're here to sell an experience. And that's
pig race?
Absolutely.
Let's talk about the pig race.
How
do you construct that? How's that
work?
Yeah,
I mean, we have world famous, actually these are swimming pigs. I mean, they're very well taken care of. They run around the track for Oreo cookies and milk and, Kevin Bacon out there, maybe Swanaya Twain. I mean, different famous pigs that do grace the grounds during the fall season.
For that, I'm just looking now at the pictures. Actually, there's a picture. The first thing that I saw was that old. Is that a Chevy or a Ford? What is that? That old truck that you got there?
Yeah,
like about a 48.
Yeah, it's a 47 GMC.
Yeah. Okay. God, love those trucks, man.
Absolutely. Nothing spells Americana than that, right there.
Nope. You got the flags. I think this is cool. And you got all of the farm buildings sort of decorated up too. Farms, you know, you don't have the cows there, but you still use the facilities. The one thing that I would think, and I go to this because it's, I am struggling with this in my farm, whether I do the agritourism stuff like you've done and go whole bore and do it every day. The insurance here for doing that has gone crazy. And I don't know whether you have found that to be the case where you are, but speaking to farmers now that are listening around the country, all of us are having to deal with insurance companies that are getting more fussy. They don't like agritourism anymore, or they made it very difficult for me. I did a lot of it. And I just stopped this year because I can't afford the insurance. And maybe I need to take a different look at how to do the experience stuff. But has that been an issue? Because a lot of farmers tell me that that is one of their biggest problems.
Yeah, and I'm sure that's certainly a problem regionally. And in our region, we are very fortunate to be able. I mean, obviously, you couldn't operate without liability insurance. So.
Right. Yeah,
we've been very fortunate to have a good carrier, and so it hasn't been an issue yet for us.
That works with you.
Yes, correct.
That's always the important thing. You got Absolutely. Blueberries, strawberries, blackberries. It looks like two
peaches.
Yeah, and peaches. That looks yummy, man. That's got to attract people. So, do you have like a commissary where you can fix? Take the strawberries in this time of year and sort of fix a strawberry shortcake for people to enjoy while they're there as well?
So strawberry shortcake is one of the things that people come out for. I mean, that's what they look forward to. It's an old family recipe that we have a full-scale bakery here. Yeah. It's pretty random, but I had a group last year come out, and I'd like to talk to our guests that come to the farm, and I asked them where they're from. They said Michigan. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's cool. We're down here visiting family. So we saw a picture of your strawberry shortcake on Instagram, and we got on a plane and came down and wanted to have it. And I'm like, seriously? I'm like, I want to be you one day. And get in a, they rented a car, drove here, got back on the plane, and went back to Michigan.
Yep. Listen, that you should tout that story big time. That's really that says something.
Yeah, I want to beat him one day.
Yeah, well, but it speaks well for you, for sure. It does. Take it from me. That speaks very well for you. Do you sell any wholesale, like all the blueberries and all the products that you have, or can you sell it all retail on the farm without having to worry about wholesale?
Yeah, everything that we do, we try to sell here on the property. We don't get into wholesale very much, very little, but most everything we do is right here.
I would think there'd be a lot of people that would want, though, to have access to it because the brand now, they would sell. I know around here when I was selling milk and ice cream and stuff, people were always coming to me saying, can we sell that in our store? And I didn't have to. Like you, I sold all the milk. I could have sold twice as much milk as I was producing here. It just, you know, was one of those things. But I don't know. I think sometimes it's nice. I was trying to find a way before I kind of gave up on it to have it become a brand. You know,
right.
So you go into stores in the area and they see the strawberries, in your case, the blueberries, and they know it's from the farm and they know your farm. So I'm sure you've taken care of yourself well. And if you have enough customers coming through there to take care of all of your business, I think that's you're to be congratulated on that score. Hold on a second. Jake Carter is here. By the way, you're in Georgia. You're in relation to the Carter family down in Plains. Jimmy, your father's name was Jimmy Carter, right?
Yeah. No relation. You know, certainly that didn't take away from the prank calls that we got as kids.
Yeah.
People calling the house looking for Jimmy, looking for the former president. But
where's Jimmy? Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Hold on a second. We'll continue. The American Family Farmer, brought to you in part by Calitrin, America's number one way to lose weight and to keep it off. It's so simple. It's so the production here is so just simple. Here's a there are three or four ingredients that are all natural, put together as a formula back in 1997. So they're enjoying their 27th year right now of helping people lose weight and keep it off the natural way. So you should start with at least a 90-day supply. And right now, because the spring sale continues, there are bargains galore, not only on Calitrin, which is the number one product, their weight loss formula, but there are other things in the catalog, too, which you can read about and understand and perhaps engage a little bit of your time and effort in helping your body in other ways with some of these other products at toploss.com. But make no mistake about it. The number one deal here is the Calitrin weight loss product, all natural, no stimulants, no drugs. The ingredients are right there clearly stated on the outside of the container. And it's, you know, the protein that's in it, for collagen, that kind of stuff. That's but nothing but good for your body as you're rebuilding your body after you lose the weight. This is a regular thing. Every day you take it. Scientifically proven to not just help you lose weight, but help you protect your body. So stop this crazy stuff, losing weight through, you know, a lot of these diets that make you sick sooner or later, and they don't keep the weight off, comes right back again. Go to toploss.com, that's the website for Calitrin, and check out all the things in detail that I've suggested here. Toploss.com, when you buy the product, use the discount code Doug, D-O-U-G, get free shipping, and absolutely the best deals on everything there. That's at toploss.com. Time for us to visit as we get into the spring season. Elizabeth Miller is here from Calitrin to talk about how you can look your best. If you get started now, you're motivated to do it. All right, so Elizabeth, the reason for going to Calitrin in and of itself, a company doesn't succeed for 27 years if it doesn't work.
Yeah, that's right. You know, I mean, we've been able to help customers lose weight safely since 1997. So for 27 years, we've got a product that has been proven safe. It's proven effective. It's got a huge 86% success rate with 90 days. And you get a team of support, too. So we're here to do everything we can to help you see the results with this product.
All right, let's talk for about 30 seconds about the special $10 off every bottle.
Yes, discounts on every single month of Calitrin. So the more you need, the more you're going to save. It's on our website, toploss.com.
Check it all out at toploss.com. Doug Steffen here, calling all travelers. How many of you have ever been to Las Vegas? How many of you would love to go to Las Vegas? How about going to Las Vegas two nights free? I have your attention, so right now be one of the first 10 callers right this minute to call 800-419-3684. Two free nights in Las Vegas. That's it. First 10 callers, get on board. Two free nights in Las Vegas. It's the easiest thing ever, right? First 10 callers to call 800-419-DOUG. And two nights in fabulous Las Vegas is yours, no questions. You don't need to be caller 29. You can be in the first group of 10 or a dozen, and you're on board. 800-419-DOUG. 800-419-3684. We've traveled the world to find a good deal. You've got it now with 541 Travels and the Doug Steffen Good Day Program. 800-419-DOUG. All right, back with Jake Carter from Southern Bell Farm down in Georgia. So under the circumstances, what is Jake Carter like doing the best of all the things that you have to do, what your responsibilities are? What is there that seems the most rewarding to you?
Well, you know, I'm a farmer and a farmer at heart. So any time that we can prepare the land, till the soil, plant seeds, and watch them come to fruition, I think that's just something that's in my blood. It's something that I can't get out. Watching something come to fruition. Now, that may be a seed in the ground. That may be an idea for the next expansion on the farm. There's several things that could fall in that bucket. But, you know, watching something, tending to something, and watching it come to fruition is something that I enjoy doing on a daily basis.
As I look at this, you have, if people go to the website, which is Southern Bell Farm with an E, Southern Bell E, SouthernBellFarm.com, you can see how you set the, did you build this building just for the produce, or was this a barn that was used for something else that you kind of converted?
The farm market was built in 2015, so yeah, we built it.
So it's a new building. Now, you also have other things that are there, and the reason I bring this out, is because in your kitchen, you can probably prepare most of the stuff yourself, but I know branding is so important. Having your brand on every single thing that goes out the door is very important. You notice, I notice that you have jams and jellies and other preserves that are, I don't want to assume anything, but I'm guessing, why would you have them if it wasn't made from the stuff that you grow on the farm?
Most of the things are, you know, we use a co-pack to do that. But most things are, you know, products that we do grow on the farm. There are other things that we don't grow that we outsource. But, we do like to brand, our products with our logo and brand. So, yes. So.
Yep. I see a lot of things here that the pickles and the beets and the peach salsa, all of these things. This is a fabulous, you've done a fabulous job. You should be proud of yourself. And I'm sure a lot of people down in that neck of the woods are eager always to go there and see what's going on. The peaches look yummy, and I wish I could reach out and grab some of it myself. Anyway, that's the story, at least in an abbreviated fashion, of Southern Bell Farm, a great place for you to come up with some ideas, perhaps that would work on your farm. Jake Carter, congratulations to you and your family. Happy to make your acquaintance and happy to promote for all the right reasons the things going on at Southern Bell Farm. Again, the website for you to check out, SouthernBellFarm.com. Doug Steffen here at 10 before the hour on the American Family Farmer.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Bad theater seats, cheap Halloween masks, my apartment. All things with obstructed views. Add to these large trucks and buses. 18-wheelers and large buses have big blind spots and, like my apartment, they don't always have the best view. Bus and truck drivers deal with blind spots around the entire vehicle. Always take care not to ride alongside or too close behind them. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
And a thermos full of coffee.
53 past the hour now on the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen with my thoughts on dairy and raw milk. This is something that comes before me frequently. Those of you who have listened to me, whether it be on the Good Day program Monday through Friday or on this program, know how this stuff drives me nuts. When I see raw milk stories and how the traditionalists say, well, raw milk, that's what comes out of the cow, but it needs to be processed. It doesn't define dairy. I think it depends on where. I know it depends on where you get your milk and where you get the information. The public health colleges, universities are death on raw milk, and they will teach the people that come out of there the vagaries of having raw milk. They do not expose them, it would seem, to the positive side of drinking raw milk. And I grew up on raw milk. I am strong. My immune system is very good. I hold myself out there as someone who understands the difference between good raw milk and bad raw milk. Bad raw milk is dirty. There's no other way of focusing on raw milk that comes from cows that aren't clean, that gets put into a milk tank that's not clean, and that gets handled by utensils that are not clean, you're asking for it. And those, every single problem that I've ever seen that came as a result of people getting sick drinking raw milk wasn't the milk. It was the quality of the milking machine, how clean it was, how clean the teats were on the cow, how clean the utensils were that were used to get the milk out of the tank. I sold raw milk on my farm for years and years and years. Never had a problem. The only problem I had was I didn't have enough cows, and I couldn't really supply the demand because people want raw milk. There's an education that goes along with this, and unfortunately, some farmers have the same input as do regulators and, you know, people who have looked at laws. There are a lot of people, you know, when somebody gets sick, it happens that they are, they're made an example out of. And I've seen some articles that say, you know, people, these are traditionalists who don't want raw milk on the marketplace. The people at Gorelick, the Suiza outfit that control 85% of the fluid milk supply in this country, they don't want to see people drinking raw milk because they're better off. They don't want it compared to what they're making or what they're producing, because what they're producing is crap versus the value of a good, clean glass of raw milk. And that's it. So these people, the arguments come, the reasoning behind the prohibition or the attempts to prohibit, it pops up in state legislatures all the time. It's been going on for years. I think there are 26 states, that maybe 27 now, that allow the sale of raw milk. Sometimes it's just on the farm, but sometimes you get it commercially in the store. It used to be available in California in the store, and now it's not. You got to go to the farm to get it. But anyway, science, I always love it. Oh, when you cite the science, raw milk doesn't contain more or superior nutrition. That's a bold-faced lie. That's not true. I had my raw milk tested by an independent laboratory, and I had pasteurized milk that was compared to it, and it's not even close, because when you do the processing that's done today in all of these modern factories, that's what they are, the processing plants are factories, they use microwaves, they use lasers, they kill, all the bacteria's gone, safe to drink it, but what are you drinking? You're drinking white water, for the most part, and that's what drives me nuts. The science says raw milk doesn't contain more. I want to know who paid for the science. Most of the time, the science paid for is going to, the people paying for it are going to get the result that they want. And I guarantee you those studies have been funded, not by the government or some independent institute, but by the producers themselves. So when you see greater milk-related illness stories, they are there. They're a plant. Pasteurization was invented to take care of the stuff that was done poorly by farmers, and people were dying from the problems of raw milk. But that's not what's going on right now. And the people who keep saying, you got to prohibit that. No, it ought to be encouraged. That's my thought on it, and that's what this last few minutes is about, what my thoughts are on an issue of the day when it concerns our farms and farmers. This is the American Family Farmer. I'm Doug Steffen.
This program was produced at Bob K. Sound and Recording. Please visit bobksound.com.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralized the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com.